在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Lesson 3.1 Reading Comprehension Modern Curie 2 Polonium and radium were important discoveries. Polonium was used to set off a nuclear bomb. Radium, because of its powerful radioactive rays,can go deep into the human body. Scientists soon discovered that it could be used as a cure for cancer. In 1904, Marie and Pierre Curie were given the Nobel Prize for Physics. However, there is also a disadvantage, which was not discovered for many years.Radioactive matter is dangerous to work with because it has a bad effect on the blood. Pierre and Marie noticed that after years of working with radioactive matter, their bodies ached and their hands suffered too. In fact, radium not only damaged their health, but also made their laboratory equipment with which they were working radioactive.Three of the Curie's notebooks were considered to be too radioactive to touch 75 years after they were written. In 1906, Pierre died in a road accident. Marie was deeply shocked by Pierre's death, but was determined to go on working. Soon after the accident,She was given Pierre's post at the University of Paris as head of the physics department. So Marie Curie became the first woman in France to be a university professor. In 1911, she received a second Nobel Prize for her research, the first person in the world to receive two Nobel Prizes.After the First World War, Madame Curie traveled to the USA, where she was received by the president and given a gram of radium for her future work. There were soon two radium institutes in the world, one in Paris and one in Warsaw. Marie was invited to many countries to give speeches about her work.For the last 10 years of her life, she was almost blind. The radium with which she had worked for many years had caused blindness and illness, and finally a disease of the blood. She died in Paris at the age of 66. Today she is remembered and admired as a scientist, but she is also remembered for her determination and courage.Her willingness to share her knowledge, her interest in women's rights, and her medical service during the war.